The author of Ecclesiastes, which is part of our literature known as wisdom literature, proclaims, "For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace." And we might find it hard to wrap our minds around the wisdom of there being a time to kill, a time to hate, and a time for war, but we know that killing and hatred and war certainly do exist and can only hope to be balanced by healing, love, and peace. And the reason that this passage seems so fitting for us on Ash Wednesday, even if it is not one of the designated readings, is that through this passage, and perhaps the tune first made popular by the birds many eons ago that is now playing in some of our heads, we're reminded that there are times for all things. And today is in itself a very significant time and marks off a specific time. Today is Ash Wednesday, the day we gather to be reminded to whom we belong, reminded that our time is in God's hands, that our life was given to us by God and is a miraculous gift of God, and that all we have and all we are belong to God. We are also reminded that at the end of our days, we will be returned to the one from which we have come. The words that mark this reminder of our human nature and our place in created order are these: remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. These words may sound final and harsh, but they truly are not. Our culture has evolved to a point that we have sanitized and removed ourselves from the reality of death, and much has been lost in that sanitization. Back when the bodies of our loved ones were brought home for a time of waiting before burial, everyone was keenly aware of the reality of death. Rituals were kept, some of which were certainly superstitious and unwarranted, but the rituals we perform give us a sense of predictability and remove the unknown of which we are so afraid. The whole family gathered to keep watch with the deceased, from youngest to oldest. Death was an integral part of life, of the whole continuing circle that begins with birth. And this is as it should be. So it's good for us to be reminded that we are here for a time and others will follow. We should live fully into the lives we've been given, and not waste our time on that which is life-draining. Rather, we should focus our time on that which is life-giving. Without these sorts of reminders that life is precious, we run the risk of going through life numb, missing all that life has to offer, from the joy of the first cry of a newborn baby to the heart-racing thrill of newfound love, the breathtaking beauty of a blossoming sunrise or the painted sunset, or the peace that settles into our bones when we are tired from a well-filled day. There is so much in life that is so easily overlooked that the reminder of Ash Wednesday is just right as we begin the season of Lent, a season that we are specifically invited to be remembered, reminded, and return to God. This is a season that might draw our attention more fully than the other seasons of the church year. It's hard to maintain a lot of attention on the 27th week of Pentecost, or even the third week of Advent may fail as we focus our attention on the coming of Christmas. Lent can draw our attention and our practice and our faith back to God as we remember who we are and to whom we belong. Our readings today are startling reminders of the trials and temptations we face as followers of Jesus. The temptation to not be genuine in our faith walk. The trials that come when we are true to the commandments of God, to love neighbor and enemy, to be countercultural and offer radical hospitality to all. This Lent, let us offer ourselves fully to God, and as followers of Jesus, let us be strong and courageous in our faith and be strengthened to love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourself. This is the time. This is the season to turn, to return, to shift back to God. Amen.